Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Pregnancy and the postpartum period are huge, and perimenopause is huge. I mean, we are going to go through these times in our life where our body, we don't even recognize our body.
Yeah.
We don't know how to care for our body. But if we stay focused on caring for our body with true, like, intention to for wellness and being yes. in our body, it's so much better than trying to care for our body to be skinny again, or to, you know, to look a certain way that mm-hmm. society thinks we should look. But just knowing that we have these transitions, it's just a part of life.
Yeah.
And we've all been through it.
Welcome to the Bond Life Podcast, where fitness, mindset, and real talk collide. This isn't just about workouts. It's about transforming your body, mind, and life. Get ready for unfiltered conversations, expert advice, and the motivation you need to level up in every way. Hey everyone, welcome to the Bomb Life Podcast. I am Melissa Vogel, your host. Welcome to the show. Oh, this episode is going to just make you feel all of the feelings inside, especially if you have younger girls in your life, whether that's a daughter, a niece, a neighbor, and anyone that you impact and possibly could be a role model for. You're going to love this episode. And if you're a mom that has a daughter or son, it honestly doesn't matter. You're really going to feel this. And I know we have a lot of parents that listen. So you guys are going to love this episode. A couple housekeeping things first. Please don't forget to rate and review this podcast. 5 stars if you feel appropriate, and then leave us a review because everything helps. I've said this before in a couple other episodes that we have changed platforms, just like our distributor. And so any ranking and stars and reviews, it helps like just a ton on all of the different, you know, Spotify and I don't know what they're called. iTunes, can't think of the name. All of it matters. So please do that, you guys. And of course, it's like leaving me a huge, huge tip in my tip jar. I want to dive right into this episode and this topic because our guest is phenomenal. And it's just a topic that's very near and dear to my heart. And I'm just going to say this up front, right here. Here we go. If you are a parent and you are struggling with your own self-love, your self-worth, your self-confidence, all of the things, and you are living a life that you're like, oh my God, what happened to my body? You know, like you're questioning things and you're just not like there. Your kids are going to feel it, and that's what you're passing on to them. We have to change the generational cycle of lack of self-love and confidence because this day and age and everything that our kids are dealing with social media, bullying, cell phones and tablets and everything they're exposed to, it's making the journey worse. I mean, we know what it was like before all of that. They don't. And we're experiencing life now in a whole different way. And you guys, if you are guiding these people, and it doesn't matter if your daughter is 8 or 28, if you are guiding or a part of their life and helping them live life, which we are, you need to work on you. How can you possibly be there for them and give them guidance and, you know, suggestions and be someone that they look up to if you don't even like yourself? Right? I mean, it's so hard to like say that and swallow that. And trust me, you guys, I have been in this position. I have done and said and lived things that I'm like, oh my God, like I am so embarrassed and ashamed of that. How am I affecting my kids? And I'm learning and I'm living through that. And that's what's going to make me a better mom and a partner and everything. I can't hold shame. And I don't want you guys to hold shame for yourself if you're like, I'm overweight. I hate the way I look in pictures. I hide. My kid actually hasn't even seen me in a bathing suit in 4 years. You know, we have to let go of that shame. It doesn't serve us and we need to move forward from it. And it, again, I can completely relate to this. And today's episode is all about this. It's all about taking charge and changing and empowering yourself and the females in your life. And as moms, as parents, as leaders, as grandmas, as aunts, and whatever, we can't do that if we're not taking care of ourselves. It's the same thing. You guys have heard me say this on the podcast a million times. When the oxygen mask comes down, you need to put yours on first so you can help others. And if you're not taking care of yourself in your life, you can't help others. I mean, you can try. You can hope it helps. But is it really going to? I don't know. I think the answer is no. So I want you guys to start with you. And that's what I do. That's the barrier and the generational cycles that I'm trying to break. I want you guys to be able to help you because you love yourself enough. And then, oh my God, just think of how powerful you can be to help your kids, right? We have Melissa Holmes on today, and she is the co-founder of Girology. She's an adolescent health expert, author, keynote speaker. She's a board certified OBGYN. She's nationally recognized for a voice in transforming young women's health. She co-founded Girology to transform how we support girls and parents navigating the physical and emotional changes of girlhood. And drawing on her experience as a clinical medicine research and parent, Melissa brings unmatched empathy, science-backed insight, and a relatable voice to tough conversations, helping parents, girls, and health providers solve costly challenges around puberty, menstrual health, body image, confidence, and adolescent sexuality. This episode is bomb. There, I said it. It is so bomb. Melissa is just phenomenal. Go to the show notes, check out her links, give her a follow, and really take in this message, you guys. It's an episode that will make you just sit back and be like, wow, I really do need to create change. How can I lead if I am not in love with myself and have the confidence that I know I deserve? All right, everyone. Enjoy the show. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Bomb Life Podcast. Today, we have Dr. Melissa Holmes on the show. Welcome to the show, Dr. Melissa.
Thank you, Melissa. It's so great to be here with you.
I know. I get double Melissa power today.
Yes, Melissa squared.
That's right. Look out. I am so excited to have you on today. And I have to give like a big shout out to Interview Valet because they're the people that hooked us up. I love Karen Schwab over there. Like she is just incredible. And they bring like the best guests. So major shout out to Interview Valet. We love them over here on the podcast. Melissa, you are a board certified OBGYN, author, nationally recognized voice in transforming young women's health. I mean, like what don't you do? You are a powerhouse for women.
Oh, thank you. It's just been a long career in raising three daughters myself that's made this like a necessity, right?
And I get you. How spaced out are your girls in age?
Mine are 20, 28, and 30 at the moment.
Okay. Oh, so you have a little bit of a gap.
Yeah, I got a 10-year gap.
Very cool. Yep. Mother of three girls too. Everyone on the podcast already knows that. But yeah, there are a handful and it's been very interesting raising girls.
It is. There's a lot to think about. We want to empower them, but we want to protect them.
Oh my God.
You know, it's like that striking that balance of giving them the independence, but also just making sure that we keep them safe.
Right. And we can dive into this more too, but social media, like we didn't grow up with that. You know, this is new to this generation. And just navigating that for me and what the swiping and the comparison and the filters are doing to these young girls, oh my God, it is like a conversation that we have to have all the time about what's real, what's not, protecting yourself, you know, being very aware of that filtered life, and that's not reality.
Absolutely. And it's such a tough thing for them because with my girls, my older two did not grow up with a cell phone in their
hands. That's true.
They had
a
flip phone. And then my youngest is a true digital native. And the difference in raising those two has been remarkable. So my youngest has really taught me the most. Just when you think you have it all down with your third child, it's like, oh God, that youngest one comes through and you learn so many new things.
Right.
Yeah. Social media has definitely been a big learning space for me as a physician, with my patients coming into the office with questions that they've seen from the media, misinformation they've gotten from TikTok, and you know, things that they believe so wholeheartedly because they trust these people they're seeing online.
I know.
And having to help them backpedal through some of that. It's a
I
big
know.
Deal.
In my space with like health and fitness, mm-hmm. they see so many trends of like what to eat, how to eat, you know, they're running and like always doing cardio. And they're like, oh, well, this influencer, you know, she runs like 5 miles a day and that's how she has a six pack and blah, blah, blah. And I'm very big on weightlifting and I have my daughters doing that with me. I mean, all my workouts this week, because my oldest is home, we have been training together and it's ingrained in their head. That's how you stay strong. That's how you stay healthy. But it is a battle, especially with my youngest one. And she's just being introduced to like social media and stuff and YouTube. And it's like, no. This is how I always say the saying, and it's not my saying, but in this home, we train and we eat. We don't exercise and diet.
Thank you so much for saying that and for putting that out in your space, because I get asked all the time, like, what's the best diet for my daughter?
Oh,
like,
God.
There is no diet for your daughter. She needs to fuel her body for fun and for fierceness. That is what I want them, how I want them to eat. I want them to enjoy food. I also want them to fuel their body for strength and endurance so they can, you know, so they can run far and fast, right?
Right. Okay, so I got to know, how did you get into this? I mean, I know you're an OBGYN and women's health and that space is like what you do, but how did you dive in more to this with body image and self-care and really focusing on, you know, girlology? I love that word. And what do we call it? A program? A class? Like,
yeah, it's like a platform.
A platform.
It's a digital platform. Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, as an OBGYN, I have seen women my entire career who don't feel comfortable talking about their body. Mm-hmm. They don't take care of their body. And they frankly don't know a lot about it. And so early in my career, I would have these moms ask me, like, will you talk to my daughter about her periods or sex or whatever? And I finally realized, like, the moms wanted their girls to get the best information, but they didn't feel prepared because they didn't get it themselves. So my real goal has been just breaking this generational gap in help and reducing generational stigma in our bodies. One of the things that's just always blew my mind is I see women delivering babies is one of the most amazing things anyone, and I'm so privileged to get to do it. And it's like the most powerful thing you'll ever see a woman do.
Yeah.
But I've never heard a woman during a delivery say, oh my God, my body is so amazing and strong. Look at what I did. They're always apologizing for something or saying, oh my God, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to pass gas in front of you, or I don't want you to see this, or, oh my God, I don't look, I didn't shave. Like, they're always ashamed. Mm. So anyway, my goal as an OBGYN has been really to just break that, because I realize that most girls enter womanhood just unprepared and ashamed of their bodies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then when the grandma thinks that, then the passes on to the mom and the mom's passing that on to the daughter. Oh yeah.
And we hide our tampons and our pads and we talk about those things in whispers. Like, come on.
Seriously.
Let's stop.
Seriously. Like, I have to tell my girls all the time, every female like that you see is having a period or did have a period, you know, at one point, or, you know,
or has those parts.
Now.
Yeah.
Why do you have to hide it? And they're always laughing at me, because like, if we stop at the store and like, we're all on our period at the same time, I'm just like, tampons, pads, put them up there. And it's always a guy checking me out. And they're like embarrassed. I'm like, no, like, this is, why are we hiding that we have a period? Yeah. Like, that's, there's nothing to be shameful. Like, I'll grab my tampon, walk to the bathroom in the middle of the gym. They're like, oh my God, mom. I'm like, no, own it. Own our body. This is what we do. We don't need to hide that we menstruate. Come on now.
Please, right. Like, keep modeling that behavior, and everybody
trying, girl.
Model that behavior in front of their kids. It's so true. And in front of boys too. Like, yeah, it's a period.
Yes.
Luckily, we have one because that's how the human population continues.
You're welcome.
Exactly. Boom.
Right? Like, it blows my mind that, you know, my girls have me as a mom and I'm very out there and whatever, and it's still there, like ingrained.
Yes. I mean, my girls too. My husband is also an OBGYN. So, I mean, they got a double dose of gynecology and talk at the dinner table. And still sometimes they'll say something like, oh, mom, are we going to talk about penises again? Or are we going to talk about STIs again?
Right?
What are we doing here? And I'm like, you know, there's just no shame in it.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, that it just shows how important it is to help guide them in society and how impactful that is, you know, because our kids have us as parents in their face every single day in what we do, and it still influences them. So
breaking that cycle. And, you know, I will say, having the 28 and 30 year old, they're very confident now. They are comfortable talking about sex. They talk with their partners about it. And so that's, you know, all I could hope for. Right.
Right. I love it.
And they're comfortable in their bodies.
Yeah. So you guys have classes now. We were talking about this before we hit record, everyone. And she was telling me about Girology and these classes that they have. And I want you to tell me all the details on that too. But the biggest thing that striked me was how you, and we're already diving into it, right? With like changing this generational stigma and these classes, how they address body image, working with the girls, but the focus is also on the moms.
Yeah.
Oh, when you said that, I got like chills. I kind of started sweating a little bit. Like, you triggered something in me because
feeling it in your body.
Oh, it's so important. So tell us about these, and then we'll riff off of it. We'll go back and forth.
Yeah. So Girlology is a digital platform, and we have classes for girls and free parenting information for moms.
I love
and that. One of the most common requests we got from moms in our community was, can you please help my daughter with body image? Now, we talk about puberty and periods and skincare and mental health. All of that is in our platform. But the most common request we get is, can you help my daughter's body image? And I don't know what to say or do. I don't know if I'm harming her. So we looked at what was out there, all the things that are out there. And, you know, Dove has done the Campaign for Real Beauty, which was great. They have a Super Bowl ad. It raises awareness that there is no tool that's really, you know, moving the needle in helping people become less critical of their own body.
Yeah.
So we dove into the research. I brought in a psychologist who's brilliant. And she really did a deep dive into the research and the therapeutic models and what works. And we built a class. We simplified all that complicated science into a very simple class for girls. And it's targeted towards middle school and high school girls. And it's like 10 short videos. It's led by some college girls that are just very inspirational and fun. And so as we started to release that class, the girls kept commenting like, oh, I wish my mom could take this class. Oh, I wish she would say this to my mom. Mm. And so that's when we realized we've got to do this for the moms. So we know that moms are not as good at taking time for themselves to do work like this. So we created a coaching series. It's like one simple thing to do every week that will guide you toward being more embodied. I mean, this whole class is based on the theory of embodiment, which is being the subject, you know, your body as the subject of your life, what you live through, what you experience things through, what you have fun with, and less as the object to be gazed upon, to be critiqued, to be judged. And I mean, that's kind of the essence of embodiment, being in your body.
Yes.
And so we created these based on therapy, based on scientific research, what works in helping people become more embodied. And it's one simple thing to do every week. We release a new video every week. It's a few minutes. You can watch it in carpool line. And that's how we're helping.
That's cool. That is so cool. Oh my God, Melissa, I have so much to say on this. And just stop me and interject. Like, because in the work that I do and working with health and working out and fitness and self-love and confidence, and I work with the moms.
Yes.
And one of the biggest things that I am always talking about is like, yes, yes, this is for you, mama. Like, this is for you. We're going to get you strong. But also, this is so not for you. You are the role model and you are guiding your children on how to love themselves. And people get mad at me, Melissa, all the time when I say, your daughter is going to learn her self-confidence and her self-love through you. And if
Absolutely.
You don't have it, it's going to impact her. How do you ever expect her to have it?
Yes. I mean, and we also know from research in the extreme case, which is eating disorders, mm-hmm. we know that the biggest influencer on that is the mother's
yes.
discussion about
yep.
food and dieting and exercise.
Yep.
And so we always say that you are her biggest influencer. Yes, social media has a huge impact. Yes, there are mm-hmm. social and cultural factors that influence the way we all feel about our bodies, but mothers are the biggest influencer.
Yeah. And I want that to be a part of everyone's why, like, because we're yes. talking about like, what's your vision? Like, who do you truly want to become? Because usually as a mom, you have no idea. You know, you're like, I don't know, I want to lose 30 pounds. That's not enough.
Yeah.
That's not enough. I want to know who you want to become and focus on her, but then why? And I really push on your children, especially girls, to be a huge part of your why. And I was just yesterday I was doing this and I'm thinking of putting like a reel together and I know it's going to ruffle a lot of feathers. You'll love this, but I was doing sled work with my daughters. So like I said, we've been working out a lot together because I'm just trying to like maximize that time, you know, and
yes.
I'm teaching my daughters how to lift and my daughter will go back to college and she needs these tools, like her knowing yes. how to properly lift and eat and take care of herself. That is a skill I need her to go off with. And we're working on it and she's doing really good. But we had two sleds going because my other one is smaller and littler and she had less weight. And we would push a sled and then we would do walking lunges back. And me and my oldest could push more weight. I'm like, well, you're going to push what mom pushes. And I'm just sitting here thinking this, taking this in and like people watch us. You know, I can tell people were watching sure. us because we're not stopping. And my younger one like kept right up. And I'm sitting here going, how many other moms do this with their kids?
Yeah. Yeah. And strength training is such a important thing to teach girls because
yes.
it is a lifetime. I mean, I'm menopausal and I strength train twice a week.
You look fabulous.
Trainer. Well, thanks. I mean, I'm an old lady, but it is important. It is so important. And doing that with your daughters is, again, just role modeling what matters to you. And you're not in the gym, you know, trying to look at yourself and all that. You are working hard and you are sweating mm-hmm. and you are doing the thing. I love that. And we get pushback sometimes in our community because we actually have some videos on why your daughter should be strength training. And, you know,
I'm
parents
sure.
are parents are like, oh, they're too young or, oh, it'll hurt their reproductive tract. I'm like,
oh my God,
no, it will not. But it is so important. And I love that you do that with your daughters. I mean, what
yeah.
a great way to spend time together. Quality time is one of those, the most protective factors for risk taking. I mean, this is a whole different topic, but just that kind of quality time is setting your daughters up to take less dangerous risk in the future. I mean, that's all this psycho
wow.
research. It's important.
Now we
and
can see it.
And that's a great way to spend time with them.
Yeah. And if we're not modeling that as the mom, kids will seek out role models. It's just how
yes.
it is. They need
yes.
someone to be like, who am I going to be like? You know,
yes.
who am I going to look? And it'll end up, it'll be a Kardashian. It will be some.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that like.
But yeah. I also say that there are plenty of moms out there who don't do things like that. And they're like, I could never do that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what I want to say is that there is no shame in starting, right? And there's no
yes.
right or wrong time. Like today, Just try something. Your daughters don't need you to be perfect. They
no.
just need to see you try. They just need to hear you say, I'm doing this because I want to be strong,
mm-hmm.
not I'm doing this because I want to fit in my skinny jeans.
Right. Yeah, that verbiage is
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
So key. Everything is about power and strength. We're doing
yes.
this for power and strength, not for a skinny waist and a big
right.
butt.
Right.
you know, and I think there's so much power in a woman starting a journey and kind of failing and then getting back up. I am constantly telling my clients that there is no shame in bumps in the road and falling off track, because your kids are going to see, oh, wow, mom's not giving up. We had a really rough summer, or, you know, we had a lot of camping, or mom didn't stick to that thing that she was going to do, but look, oh, she's doing it again. Oh, yeah. You're doing it again, mom, you know, and like, let this
because time... you know what? We're human.
Yes. Thank you. It's going to be happen. It's not going to be perfect. My kids, I mean, they were younger, but they have seen me transform from fat to fit and fit to fat a couple times.
Yeah. Well, that's the way our bodies are. That's the other thing that's important in this embodiment journey, is just recognizing that your body transitions so many times in your life. I mean, yes, puberty and adolescence is a huge one, and that's a tough one to adjust to. Pregnancy and the postpartum period are huge. And perimenopause is huge. I mean, we are going to go through these times in our life where our body, we don't even recognize our body.
Yeah.
We don't know how to care for our body. But if we stay focused on caring for our body with true, like, intention to for wellness and being in our body, it's so much better than trying to care for our body to be skinny again, or to, you know, to look a certain way that society thinks we should look. But just knowing that we have these transitions, it's just a part of life.
Yeah.
And we've all been through it.
Hey, Bomb Life fam, I have a question for you. Are you the kind of person who crushes it at work, shows up for your family, checks off every to-do list, but when it comes to your fitness, your energy, and your confidence, it feels like something's missing? You might be doing the workouts, listening to all the right podcasts. I mean, you are listening to this one. But deep down, you know you're just kind of going through the motions and you're done playing small in this area of life. That's exactly why I created Fit Mind Coaching, my private one-on-one program for high-achieving women and men who are ready to level up. This isn't just another fitness plan. This is about building the body and the mindset to match the life you're working so damn hard for. Because success in business means nothing if you're hiding in hoodies, avoiding mirrors, or dragging through your day with zero energy, or showing up on Zoom meetings feeling good from the chest up, but praying no one ever sees what's going on below the screen. We're talking about fat loss, muscle building, and real confidence that bleeds into every area of your life, your boardroom, your bedroom, and your parenting. You want it all? Good. You should have it all. Let's go. Click the link in the show notes and book your free call with me today. Let's build the strongest, most confident version of you inside and out. You're ready for more, and I'm ready to show you how. Back to the show. We have to let go of the shame. Women carry so much shame around, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed that I got this big, or I'm embarrassed that my kids see me this way. Or I was with a client this weekend in Utah, and we went to the gym and we were training, and her daughter came. She's like, do you care if she comes? I'm like, no, let her come. Like, we can hook her up with baby weights, but she's going to be in the environment. She's going to see us. And I was over on a machine, and at one point I turn and she was like, you're a beast, mom. And I was like,
I love it.
I just got chills up my arm. I was like,
I love it.
And I didn't say anything. I didn't say, like, did you hear that? Like, I didn't make a big deal. I just let it be their little, you know, thing going on. And then later I brought up in the car to her and I was like, your daughter just called you a beast in the gym out of pride. That was freaking cool.
That's magical, because, you know, and coming back to just the way mothers and daughters influence each other, we did the mother's class so they could help their daughter's body image. But guess what? Their daughters learn the same language, and they learn how to change the critic in their head. Mm. And they reflect that back to their mothers, and they help their mothers.
Yeah.
And that is a beautiful thing when your daughters, I had an experience recently. I through menopause, I developed a frozen shoulder, which is very common, despite the fact that I was on menopausal hormones, which helps reduce that. But anyway, I'm a water skier, and I couldn't water ski for 2 summers. And I went back to the gym with the sole focus of being able to water ski again. Mm-hmm. And that was my whole goal. I was like, I want to work my shoulders. I want to make sure I can get up on a slalom ski. And I did just, 2 summers ago, when I got back up on a slalom, my girls were like, you did it. You did it. You're such, and they said the same thing back, you're such a badass, mom. And, you know, it just like, that gave me more confidence. And I'll tell you, like, going through menopause, my confidence dropped tremendously, because I definitely had some body shifting. And that was the first time I was like, I feel really strong. Mm. And my girls recognized it. And it just was so special to me to hear them say that.
Yeah. And that's what they're going to remember. And when they hit your age, they're going to know that this is possible. There's going to be ups and downs.
Sure. Yeah.
But you're going to show them and remind them and teach them that you can end up on top. You don't have to succumb to aging and menopause and hormones and like just fall apart and be 80 pounds overweight just because you're older. Like, no, screw that.
Right.
It's so important to do this for you and to do it for them. And I love that you have these classes this platform to help this, because if we don't do these things, if we don't create tools like this, if women like you and I don't talk about this, it will never stop. It's going to keep going.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, the other thing is, this is more than just feeling good about ourselves and making our daughters feel good about themselves. Mm-hmm. It truly has some health implications. And for me, when you learn to really get in tune with your body and feel the sensations in your body, like, oh, I'm feeling tingly here, or I'm feeling a pain here. We are so taught to dissociate from our bodies and be in our heads as children. Like, for our children, when they say, I'm hungry, you're like, oh, no, you're not. You can wait till dinner. Mm-hmm. You're teaching them to ignore their body signals. And so when you, and that's taught. So it can be unlearned. And that's one of the things that we do in this class, like unlearning staying in your head and learning how to connect the mind and body. For me as a physician, why this is so important is that when you are more connected to your body and you sense signals, you don't ignore that little pain you've been having in your right side that just comes and goes, and it's just a little nuisance, and you're too busy to go to the doctor. We diagnose things more timely. Things aren't missed. I mean, girls recognize their menstrual symptoms more. They come in earlier. We diagnose endometriosis earlier. We diagnose PCOS earlier. We diagnose PMDD earlier. So being in tune with your body also helps you learn. One of the other things we talk about is your voice, learning to advocate for yourself. So learning how to speak up and say, I'm not feeling well. This isn't right. And learning how to take that to your healthcare provider. So for me, there's this secondary gain in helping people be healthier and closing some of these gaps in women's healthcare. So it doesn't take an average of 7 years to diagnose endometriosis.
Right.
So those are the things that are also really important to me. So having a physician and a psychologist pull this together, I think we both just brought our selfish needs into the why.
It's so cool.
But it's just been one of the most exciting things I've worked on in a long time. Because I really do think it can change the future for women.
Yeah.
If we raise our next generation to be strong and to know their body and to feel comfortable with their body and have no shame.
Where do you think that started? Like, what is your thoughts on that disassociation? Like, why do you think that's such a thing? And
I think our society has gotten so busy that we're in our heads a lot, you know? And when things are going on in our body, it's like, oh, like, I'm feeling a little hungry right now, but I'm not going to get up and go eat. I'm not going to respond right now to that exact body sensation. Mm-hmm. I think it's taught. We teach our kids, like, in a car ride, Mom, I have to pee. You can hold it a little longer.
Yeah.
You know, we do it all the time. And sometimes we have to do it, but we need to help our kids not dissociate from their bodies when they feel something. Children are very embodied. Like, think about your four-year-old self or your four-year-old daughters. They were running around goofy, not caring about what people looked like, what people were looking at them. They were just having fun in their body.
Right.
And then they are taught that, oh, as they get to adolescence and their brain is changing. I mean, so some of this is biological. They become a little more concerned about what other people are thinking. They become a little more self-judgmental. And society has put so many pressures on us that they start criticizing and being embarrassed and judging themselves. And they stop being embodied. They just unlearn it and they learn to dissociate. Like, the fact that sometimes when you're in the shower, you know, we're so busy all the time and you're in the shower, you're washing your hair, you think about your to-do list for the day and you're rinsing off. And then all of a sudden you're like, God, did I even wash my hair? So we just don't pay attention. It's a lot of it's mindfulness too, right? It's just learning to be more mindful.
Right. I can't believe how many women don't know where they're at in their cycle, and they don't know the phases and stages of, like, when to be calm. Don't make crucial decisions or have crucial conversations, you know, that week before your period. And that is not the week to train hard into PR. And they don't know the time of their cycle where they do feel more energized and powerful at the gym. And how much of a small window we truly do have to make gains, like in the gym and to lift heavy and stuff. Like, we ride this roller coaster, and women don't know when their peaks are and when to like go for it. And it blows my mind.
Yeah. Well, and there's a lot of women who those peaks and valleys are so disruptive to their life.
Yes.
That they also need medical attention to help smooth those out. And there's no one way that works for everyone.
Yeah.
And there is some really interesting evidence coming out on, you know, the menstrual cycle and working out. And I'm eager. I'm so happy that there is more research happening in this area, because I think we're learning a lot. And like, learning how to tailor your workout to your menstrual cycle is super cool for athletes. I love that the U.S. National Women's Soccer Team all track their cycles and look at their workouts in relation. It's so cool. And so we're learning a lot from that. But yeah, that's all about paying attention to your body and what works for you. Can you tailor your workout to your menstrual cycle? Or is your menstrual cycle so disruptive that you can't even get out of bed the week before and you just need a better method? So there's no shame in anything, going on hormones to stop your cycles if you need to. I mean, that has been life-saving for some people. Really using the power of your hormonal fluctuations to enhance your life. Mm-hmm. That has been life-changing for some people. And I think that it's all about knowing yourself. Yeah. And that is why we have to pay attention to our bodies.
Right, right. Which like brings everything that we're talking about together, and that self-awareness and self-love. And because it does go back to a self-love of like loving yourself enough to make you a priority to pay attention to those things, to make it not be a thing that you're like, I don't got time for that.
I don't matter. Yeah. And we do that as mothers a lot.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Like, especially early, like in the early childhood years, we ignore our own needs so much. And that's, again, one of those cycles that we go through.
I know.
Where our bodies may not be great.
I think that's probably one of the biggest stages that sets women off down the wrong path, is that early childhood time, you know, when you have little ones and you have three under the age of five. And
yeah.
You get so wrapped up in that and so lost, and people aren't talking. And then, you know, before you know it, your five-year-old is now 15.
And you're still ignoring yourself.
We're still ignoring ourselves, but now they're older and they're more self-sufficient. And so now you do have that space to be a little bit more aware of yourself. And women are going, holy God, what happened to me?
Yeah.
What happened to me? I don't even know who I am. I don't even recognize myself. And now they're not asking me for snacks every 10 minutes. I'm just more of a chauffeur. And they've lost their identity. They're so lost and confused.
It's so true. But, you know, you're right. People aren't talking about that enough. And I think the more we talk about it, the more we give each other permission to say, yeah, you know what? That was a tough season. But now watch me.
Yes.
Let me start stepping back into myself and taking care of myself. And it's... Yeah. As those kids get more independent, it is a perfect time to find a new hobby, establish a new workout, take care of yourself, spend more time with your partner. I mean, it's a great time in life if you let it be and you get out of that little cycle.
Okay. So tell me, like, what are some like essential things that will help us, that we can start like today having conversations with our daughters, that's going to like help them like protect their health for the rest of their life? What are a couple things that we can start doing with our daughters?
Yeah. I mean, obviously it depends on the age of your daughter, but I think there are conversations you can have at every age and stage that get layered onto each other.
Okay.
So like, you don't need to tell your four-year-old all the details about, let's say, periods, but the fact that they see you changing a pad or something in the bathroom normalizes it. So one of the first things I say is body literacy is super important. Mm. They need to know their body. They need to know the names of all their body parts. And not, you know, silly names for their parts, because, and again, just coming from the medical background, that is one of the most protective factors against sexual abuse. So it's not just about giving them language to talk about things.
Interesting.
It's protecting them. Yes. I mean, kids who use silly names, and I'll tell you just a really sad story. I practice pediatric and adolescent gynecology is one of my specialties.
Okay.
And so I did a lot of work in sexual abuse. Well, there was a little girl that was brought to me one time, and she kept telling her parents that her uncle was playing their pocketbook. And she was using the term pocketbook for her vulva. That was what she had been taught. And, but whoever she had told, and I don't remember the details because it was years ago, but whoever she had told didn't realize that that's what she was telling them. And when she came to my office, we finally had a conversation where we got that information out. So using those silly names is not helpful for anything.
Interesting. Okay.
So teach them from the very start. They learn eyes, nose, ears.
Right.
They need to learn vulva, right?
Okay.
Vagina, clitoris, things like that. So body literacy is really important. And okay. then consent is another one of those things that is you can start when they're children and continue to layer as they age, because what that teaches them is about healthy relationships.
Interesting.
And one of the biggest health problems for women in the United States is intimate partner violence or relationship violence.
Okay.
And so teaching kids consent, how to negotiate in relationships, is a really powerful tool for raising confident daughters. And then teaching them to advocate for themselves, to find their voice, to speak up, to learn to say things that they want to say without fear of being judged or criticized.
Yes.
And then, of course, learning to be in body, be in their body, learning embodiment, I think will protect their health down the road, because they'll recognize, instead of running on an injured knee for 3 months and then having a messed up hip,
right,
they will learn to get attention and do that self-care that's required. So I think those are like, they're very big buckets of advice, but I think those are things that are really important in raising competent girls. If we raise them with those things, self-advocacy, understanding healthy relationships, understanding their body and advocating for their body, that covers almost all the other things that are the biggest health threats to
us. Seriously. Advocate. Yeah. And just that, like, I love this. That was great. Like, and you're right. It just leads to so much more, but just like using their voice.
Yes.
Everything that you just said, like, is summarized into like using your voice and being okay with that. Our episode that comes out today. Yeah, today. Today's Thursday. We launch a new one, and it's actually with my 16-year-old daughter. And she was on before, and it's a part two. So that'll be cool that people will be able to listen to this and go back and listen to that one too, and kind of make more connections, because we talk about in that episode of making choices for you and for your life, regardless of how that's going to make someone else feel.
Yes.
And she had a lot of life-changing decisions to make. And I had to keep asking her, like, well, why wouldn't you? What's holding you back? And every single reason that she wasn't moving forward with something and making a decision was because, well, this person will feel this way. Or what if this person is mad? And it needed an episode and a name. And I'm so glad we did. And now we're talking about this because, you know, how many women do you see, seriously, that got stuck into a situation or a sexual situation and turned into abuse because they were like, I didn't want to say anything. I didn't want to speak up. I didn't want to hurt his feelings. So I just let him.
Right. Right. It's powerful.
And I think, like you said, even as a 4-year-old, learning the proper words, using your voice, saying things, that's going to carry that little 4-year-old when she's 12 and 15 and be like, no, I have learned boundaries since I was 4 and consent.
Exactly. Exactly. And I've been shown that my boundaries matter, because my parents recognized that when I said no, they stopped, even if it was tickling, right? There's just so many ways to teach those lessons.
Oh my God, Melissa, you're so fabulous.
Oh, this is such a fun conversation. It's like, it makes my heart warm.
That I just love it.
This platform, and you are just, you know, modeling this and talking about this and putting this out for women. And I'm sure men too, but
yeah,
I just think it's so important.
Can we hit that just really quick? I know we're almost out of time, because we do have a lot of male listeners.
Yeah.
And the number one guy that will probably listen to this episode is a single dad going, okay, maybe I should listen to something about, there's a lot out there right now raising kids on their own, or at least, you know, splitting the time. And during that time, they have these daughters and they're like, I don't know what to do or like how to talk. Yeah. Do you have any tips or advice for a, you know, a dad that's got younger girls and he's going, I don't know what to do with this or how to talk to him about their body. Like, and I don't want to screw them up.
Yeah. I think dads have such a wonderful way of bringing kind of fun and a little silliness and a little just like bro energy into these conversations.
Yeah.
Because as moms, we, you know, we've lived it and we have some emotional baggage attached to a lot of these conversations. And dads can just enter them like matter of fact, like, this is the deal. You have a body. I have a body. We all have body parts, things like that. But being willing to talk about it. And if they get out of their comfort zone, and we've had a lot of single dads in the girlology community as well. And, you know, many of them have said, like, the best thing that I ever did was to find a surrogate for, you know, a woman that I trust for my daughter to talk to, who has our same family values, who I know will lead her well. But they should not steer away from talking about periods. they should not steer away from talking about healthy relationships.
Okay.
And I know for, you know, my own husband with three daughters, he's told them a lot of things about the way dudes are. And I mean, unfortunately, we have raised men in our current culture in not the best way,
like,
right? They're not expressing their emotions, all those things. And so it's just really nice sometimes for girls to hear what guys really think sometimes and learn how to counter that.
I love that.
Necessary.
That is so perfect. That was like a perfect response to that. That was great. Melissa, how can people find you? What is your social media? We'll put everything in the show notes too, but what's your social media? How can people find these classes? Like, give us the lowdown.
Yes, they can just go to Girlology.com. There's a website, or the Girlology app is free on Google Play and the Apple Store. And they can access, they can see everything that we have in our platform through both of those. And we're also on Instagram, and our handle is at Girlology.
Oh my God. I love it. I love it. Melissa, keep doing what you're doing because it matters. It matters.
Thank
and
you.
I'm so happy that we got connected and that we get to like share this power and just make unicorn magic everywhere.
That's right.
Like,
that's it.
this was perfect. This was exactly what this podcast needed. And you are such a blessing to have on. So,
oh, thank you so much. Your platform is important too. So thank you for the work that you're doing.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. And I appreciate you taking out the time and being in a closet. She's a busy woman and she took time to be here. So thank you. Everyone, check out the show notes. Go look up this information. Start taking action steps today. Again, this is one of those episodes that I think like could be life-changing. A mom, a dad is listening to this going, ooh, I got to make some changes here. So thank you for being a part of that.
Always a good time to start. Thank you so much, Melissa.
Everyone, stay safe, stay healthy. Until next time.
The Bomb Life podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only. The content shared here is not intended as medical, legal, or professional advice. Always consult with a qualified professional before making any health, fitness, financial, or legal decisions. The opinions shared on this podcast are personal experiences and insights. So if you need expert guidance, go find the right professional for you. Thanks for listening.